we're back here. Sorry, folks, for the rough start here on National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner sitting in. And again, my site is theliberationstation.com. Haven't had a chance to check out the chat room or to take all your calls. I'm sorry for James, Vancouver, Pat Forthworth, and Dave in New York, who will take your call here in just a moment. You can reach us here at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Toll free, 800-313-9443. And streaming live on Facebook, facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. And you can find the RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network player, at the top of the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. Pardon me, folks. With the best laid plans, didn't have the time to take all your calls and get all the logistics, all the connections made before the show, as much as I tried. I did my best. I've been spending hours on this show and getting all the preparations done. But I'm sure that John and Dr. McCullough will be back to talk about, or at least Dr. McCullough, to talk about their book, The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. CourageToFaceCOVID.com is the site, and it links over to where you can buy their book at Amazon. And I just bought the Kindle version. It's fascinating. It is a must-read, and it's something that I think has to be preserved for historical persons to keep, to hold accountable those who've committed this global biological crime. The forensics that Dr. McCullough has provided for John Leak to write about, to comment on, is excellent. And the grace that we need to... the forgiveness that we need to offer those who've realized that they were participants in these crimes, that they committed these crimes. I believe that you reap what you sow, but if you learn the lesson, then what you sow, the negative karma, shall we say, as opposed to, in contrast to positive consequences, the negative karma, that karma is there to... This serves to teach a lesson. Once you've learned that lesson, once you've tried to redeem yourself, then that karma, that those negative consequences, can dissolve. And as Christ said, that you can do, you'll, what I've done, others will do, and even greater things, because I go into the Father of Lights, with whom there's no variableness, and I'm. No, I'm paraphrasing there. So if he says that, then that means that we are able to show grace and offer some kind of forgiveness and encourage those who've participated in these crimes to come forward and make amends as part of learning their lesson, which they would do all too willingly. Though those who've not shown remorse, then they're going to certainly meet the negative consequences and clearly not understand what they reap is what they sow. What they sow is what they reap. So that's the unfortunate thing about negative karma, is that you don't realize that you're reaping it. So that's what I feel, is that we have the ability to show some grace, and I think justice is beyond human understanding, divine justice, but human justice is there to prevent it from those mistakes from being committed once again. We can forgive, but we certainly will learn to not trust, and those who have committed those crimes won't understand that if we tell them that we don't trust them. They want approval so badly. They want approval of even their fathers. Like Bill Gates was commenting on with his new book, saying that he wants. We learned. I'll just summarize my understanding of the psychology of what Bill Gates said recently. So about 2 weeks ago on the High Wire with Del Bigtree, commenting on his book and saying that fortunately his children didn't have to suffer what happened during COVID. But we didn't understand at the time that children were not as susceptible to COVID. Fortunately, his children didn't have to suffer as much going to private school. So clearly, he's trying to appeal to envy and to his genocidal eugenicist father, who's long gone, but trying to please daddy, his daddy. And so when he does that, he doesn't realize he's ticking off a whole bunch of people, and he thinks that at the same time, he's going to get some envy of people who are just blind followers, those people who have a hard time making their own decisions. Look at me, the envy. I'm the envy of you all. He hasn't learned the mistake, even though he's factually saying that, of course, we've learned. We didn't know at the time. Of course, we did know at the time. Children were far less susceptible to COVID. We did know that. But the fact that he knows it now means that he's not, and he says that he's fortunately his children didn't have to go through that loss of learning, being set back 2 years as, on average, as he said, as he admitted. Well, that means he hasn't learned his lesson. And so for those who are blind followers who have a hard time making decisions on their own, those people he's trying to appeal to, for their envy of his lifestyle, him and his feminized man boobs, shows how concerned he is with his own health. He's not really gaining any followers, and really thankful for him making those confessions. Let's see if we have Dave in New York on the line. Are you there, Dave?
Yes, I'm right here.
There you go. Thanks for holding, and hopefully we'll get you on the air with Dr. McCullough and or John Leake in the future.
Well, there's other ways
go ahead and comment
with these folks, too. I would say for John, I would say a quote from perhaps Mike Rivero. I don't know who said this. Any fourth grader would know better than to put sick people in a nursing home with old people in a nursing home. And I think that's that would be a brilliant statement for their book, which has already been published. But secondly, for Peter, I would point out that at least one person and probably more have said that 96% of the ICU patients in 2020 were severely deficient in vitamin D3. And that implies to me that if we got everybody's D3 levels up, then perhaps 96% of the deaths that occur, the ICU admissions, would never have occurred. Interesting mm-hmm. idea. I don't know what Peter would say about that. Now, one of the key points I wanted to ask Peter, but he seemed to address somewhat with his last response, was that John Ioannidis comes out with this 0.015% infection fatality rate for COVID. And I find that that is not very useful to me. It is not totally irrelevant, but, what's a case and all that. I think the number of deaths is much more important. And from the flu, we see Jeremy Fauci came out and said it's 7,500 a year, according to the CDC. And maybe 15,620 for the biggest year. That was 2017-18, I think. And I verified those numbers going into the CDC for their death certificate data. But I was wondering, of the million claimed, I know that the CDC had recently rolled back like 72,000, said, well, 72,000 of these were fake, not shouldn't have been counted. And I think that Peter said, he said it should be more like 100. I think he might have meant 100,000 in the U.S. Was that what you gathered he might be stating?
I'm sorry, Dave. I didn't catch that. I'm not sure, but...
You know what? Yeah, right. Yeah. He said 100
an email
after
him.
He mentioned a million were claimed. He mentioned 100 in his response. I believe it's in the archives. And it's unclear what he was saying. So, I'd really like to see what his real estimate of the deaths were, if he's willing to come out and say that in public. Any comments on that, Chris? And I had one other thing.
Not really. I just know that we all know that the deaths are, and the mortality has been overblown, and the CDC even. I mean, I don't trust their own admission, but even it's astounding that they, last time I checked, that it wasn't 94% died with comorbidities, or unless that, would you happen to know, Dave, if that's
that's a table of comorbidities. That doesn't mean that they didn't die because they got COVID with the comorbidity that threw them over the edge, you know. Having diabetes doesn't kill people, that quickly. So, I mean, the other point that I wanted to get from them is that it's clearly my impression from the people I see and know that they've gotten the flu and they've gotten better. They got COVID and they got very, very sick, some of them, okay? And so the intensity of this disease, when you can't fight it off, seems to be very significant. And I think that it is really much, much worse than the flu. But that's coming from Dave, and I'd rather listen to Peter McCullough than Dave, okay? Be honest.
That's what the studies show. That I know that there's at least one study that shows that vitamin D3, if there were adequate, I think, which is about 80 deciliters, 80 milligrams per deciliter, I believe. Let me go look in my notes here. But, vitamins D, zinc, selenium, lack of vitamin. Here's one study that shows a lack of vitamin D and zinc to 40 to 50% increased of death from any type of diseases, including respiratory viruses. Here's a study, association of vitamin D status and other clinical characteristics with COVID-19 test results, published in the Journal of American Medical Association, 2020. I'm not sure what the month is, September 3rd, 2020. I think that was the one that says 80% of COVID patients were vitamin D3 deficient. I'm sorry, I don't have the complete notes here. I'll have to pull up the study and see what this has to say. If you give me a moment, and I see that the calls are lining up here. I've been busy, as you've been talking, trying to update the graphics behind me, because I didn't know until shortly before the show that John and Peter, Dr. McCullough, were going to not be on for the full 2 hours. So this study I just mentioned, it's the findings, it says, in this cohort study of 489 patients who had a vitamin D level measured in the year before COVID-19 testing, the relative risk of testing positive for COVID-19 was 1.77 times greater for patients with likely deficient vitamin D status compared with patients with likely sufficient vitamin D status, a difference that was statistically significant. And let's see if I can find, here's the one. The new study found 80% of COVID-19 patients were vitamin D deficient, it was October of 2020, published. I'm not going to read go to the study. I'll just give you the article where folks can find that at healthline.com, by article by Kristen Fisher, October 27th, 2020. I think this is the article or the study. Vitamin D and COVID-19, the evidence for prevention and treatment of coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. Professor Roger Seholt, MD, explains the important role vitamin D may have in the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, December 10th, 2020. That's a YouTube video. I'm sure I could go on here. Yes, here we go. Here's another good one. the role of vitamin C, vitamin D, and selenium in immune system against COVID-19, published in Molecules, November 16th, 2020. That's another good study. I'd like to know, though, you know, what forms of selenium they used. I take 200 micrograms per day of the form SEMSC, that's S, capital S, lowercase e, and then all caps, MSC, or L-SE-methylselenocysteine. The only form of selenium that I avoid is sodium selenite, which has toxicity, but most folks are used to taking I've seen online methylselenocysteine. That's basically selenium bound with has a methyl group in bound with cysteine. So that'd be my second favorite form. So and I could go on and on with these studies in my notes.
Yeah, Chris, I just wanted, the only other thing I really wanted to get his opinion on was the utility of the PCR test for for confirming a COVID infection. And I think that Dr. Ryan Cole and Dr. Richard Fleming both told us their opinion that it can be useful if used properly. And, of course, we're not measuring people that aren't symptomatic. Chris Martinson came out with explained to us about the S gene target failure use of the original PCR test for COVID-19 as being able to differentiate a Omicron from the non-Omicron strains. So that's rather interesting. I would suppose it would make a lot more sense based on Kevin Stillwagon's information. If you're infected, you've got it in the blood, you've got it in the plasma. So let's do a blood plasma test or a PCR test or SARS-CoV-2 or whatever. And that should actually tell you possibly, I mean, with more confidence, whether there's an infection. I mean, why are we doing it on nose swabs? You just inhaled somebody's DNA in the air, you know,
right.
All kinds of things. So,
just have it lodged in your sinuses, and as we've covered before on my shows, that there's
infection hypochlorite until it gets in there.
Right, until it takes about a week to get in your lungs. And, you know, Dr. McCullough said that, you know, when he contracted COVID, he hadn't done a nasal wash, though, so that's what he recommends with povidone iodine, or I think there's another kind of iodine as well that he uses, and saline wash. There are other ways to nasal lavage that you can do, and do that every 2 or 3 days. You don't have to worry about wearing a mask. These personal petri dishes promoting putrefaction of your puckers, and you know, which is the basis for the federal mask mandate is under federal sanitation laws. Is, you know, it's unsanitary to wear a mask, but yet they're citing sanitation laws, and people just follow it along. And until the judge overruled it, said, "Hey, this is going to mean that you could, if you allow this to continue, this is going to mean you allow these unsanitary masks to be used in pursuit to the federal sanitation laws." Of course, the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction under the 9th and 10th Amendments, 9th over our persons and 10th over the states. So, you know, if it's Dr. McCullough's prime evidence that sometimes doctors make the worst patients, and you know, he's learned to advise using nasal irrigation, and he promotes fogger on his show on America Out Loud, AmericaOutLoud.com, the McCullough Report, another great show that folks should catch. Well, Dave, if you have any brief last comments, you can hang on, and we have some callers lining up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back here on National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my 357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still until October 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back to National Intel Report. Last 37 minutes of the show or so. Chris Steiner here sitting in this June 8th, 2022. And in the last hour, in the first hour, we had Dr. Peter McCullough and John Lee, co-authors of the book that a caller, a listener, asked to for me to repeat. That's The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. And the site to get it is CourageToFaceCovid.com. If you sign up with Kindle, if you install Kindle on your computer, or maybe it's only on a phone. I noticed that through my phone when I installed Kindle, I could see a preview. Maybe you could do the same thing on a computer, but I had happened to buy it through my computer before reading it, starting to read it, so I don't know if it would offer the preview, though you can start to read a little bit of it, see if it interests you, and again, CourageToFaceCovid.com is the website. And we'll get your calls in just a moment if you'd like to reach us here in the waning hour minutes of the show here, National Intel Report. The call-in numbers are 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Streaming live on Facebook, facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. And I will start paying attention to the chat room that's over on the listen/archives page on my site, theliberationstation.com. Host a show on RBN here, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm saying for the sake of those listening or viewing online on Facebook, and soon to be posted on five other video hosting platforms, that I host a show on Republic Broadcasting Network every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon Central Time. And so if you go to the listen/archives page, you'll see the Republic Broadcasting Network player at the top, then the big blue button for Facebook Live, or just go to facebook.com/wearechange.tampa, and then scroll down a little bit further, and I see that people are in there chatting. Dave in New York had dropped before the break, and now we'll take some more calls. John in Michigan, followed by Frank in New York, and Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. So let's start with John. How are you, and what's on your mind?
Chris, thanks for hosting the Intel Report. John was a good friend, and we were both dealing with something in October, and he knew me from my sister too. That was one of the hosts on RBN back a few years back, Mary Tocco. And so John and I had a real good personal relationship, and I was really down. I was down, I think, 81% oxygen, and I wasn't going to go to the hospitals. My wife helped me get back, but I did take zinc and ivermectin, and also I drank white pine needle tea, which is supposed to kill the spike protein. I've read about that.
Some people think that Suramin can be derived from the white pine needle tea, but Dr. Judy Mikovits, by the way, says otherwise. When I had the honor of interviewing her on April 20th this year, 2022, she emphatically said, "I've never recommended pine needle tea," and I never got into it with her because that was on my list of questions to ask her. Did you notice any improvement or any change with that?
I think everything I was doing was beneficial, and that white pine needle tea isn't my idea. It was a Native American concept. It was the only green thing in the wintertime, pretty much, and it has a lot of nutrition in it. It has also a terpene in it, which is like a turpentine type of element, but it's not. You have to be careful not to keep. When I was drinking it, felt so good when I was doing it when I was ill. I had a cough. I had X-rays that were crystal, and this isn't a virus that was normal. I had similar X-rays back in 2019 before we got this crazy stuff. Into a play, but I'll wait through. I have just a couple more things.
John. Okay, we'll get back to you and the other callers. Stay tuned here for the last half hour of National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner sitting in, and we'll be right back.
Well, I'm asking why. It won't be long. No, no, no.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, You need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back. Yes, I was just singing along. Mike in the control room is just asking me, and it made me feel like putting on my yellow vest in solidarity with the French. That's Bastille Day by Rush. Yeah, that's why Mike was fading up and down the audio. He didn't know if I was rejoining the show, but I was just celebrating the Bastille Day song. I think that the French have really gotten a head start on their protesting long before COVID, so they've won over a lot of their public servants over there, and yet they have a long way to go, as we do, but we need to get out in the streets, or we need to maybe stay more at home and in our communities and not spend too much time protesting, but building up more equitable commerce media, like I've mentioned in the past, community currencies being my favorite because they're tangible. And if you don't have an item in your possession, do you really own it? Secondly, I like barter networks, cooperative swap shops, and time banks. They all have their pluses and minuses. I've talked about them in the past and will in the future some more, certainly. Let's get back first to the calls, back to the phones, back to the fun. We'll take your calls. I see, as I mentioned, John is on the line, then we'll get to Frank and Pat. And John, if you'd like to pick up where you left off with your hospital experience or your medical experience with COVID, overcoming COVID.
Well,
John and I were both sick at the same time. I went all the way through and got all the CAT scans and the M1, whatever that one is, the big monitor. But my lungs looked like crystals. And the head of Pfizer said that they developed this in the lab. This is not a regular virus. No one died of the flu. Or if anything, it cured the flu. And also cured a lot of things that people weren't dying of. And my brother called the state of Michigan here, health department in Lansing, and asked what cycle they were doing their tests at, and they said they were in the 40s. And the designer said, I think, 25 to 28 or 29, maybe even 30, but not the 40s. So they were enhancing it. And it was just a big scam. It still is. I got hit by this, and I didn't take any shot. And I'm do organic as much as possible, but I went through a pathway in this grocery store where people were in line getting the shot. One lady was coming off the floor, just waking up, or I didn't see what happened to her, but she was laying on the floor, and I had to pick up a prescription for what I was dealing with. And it was, more of a respiratory, but I had an experience with a friend of mine. He's a doctor, but we didn't use zinc back in 2019, and I was sick for 4 weeks. So anyhow, that's that, but the selenomethionine is what you want to take, and Dr. Ory, Richard Ory, over in Hillman here, in northern Michigan, he had developed a product called the Grand Unified, and it has everything. If you want to be a one-pill person, this guy's a physicist, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist. He did develop it back in 2008 or after around 2009 when he found out what they were putting in the skies above us in the aerosols. And so it gives you iodine, magnesium. Just look for the Grand Unified, and you'll be happy about that. And if do you have children in school, Chris?
I don't. I don't have children at all. But I guess, children of all ages, they're part of the school here, part of the class.
Oh, are you a teacher?
No, I mean as part of this here radio show class.
Well, okay, well, anyhow, that's a whole other sidebar. But they weren't missing out much in school except for the socializing that they were used to. They created so much fear that these children, we were dealing with children with masks in the school up here in northern Michigan, and that was an edict because of money and influence with these different agencies. And no need for it, all of a sudden they needed it. And then they have a date where they can't use it, so what happened to the virus just goes south for the season. But anyhow, John was a good friend, and I pulled through this thing. It was it's all respiratory. I heard Dr. Sherry Rogers back in March of when it started, this thing started. She said that there's two basic things about a virus. If you put zinc in your body, the zinc goes into the cell, and then if you take quinine, which has hydroxychloroquine or quinine from a bark of a tree.
Uh-huh.
That protects
the...
That protects the outside. And so the virus just has no way of penetrating. And that I didn't have that when I was sick in 2019. I didn't take zinc.
Well, so what you're saying, you're talking about the ionophores, that the hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, quinine, and quercetin are ionophores, ionophores, which means that they cleave off an ion from zinc or other minerals, and then they that'll give them those ions the negative electrostatic charge in order to be able to cross the cell membrane, get into the cell, prevent viral replication, sort of as birth control for viruses, whether it be zinc, copper, selenium, or silver. Those mineral ions are the best absorbed form, and that's why I recommend water ionizers so much, is because if you take your source water, like I do, I take purified water and I dissolve in it in a gallon of source purified water, a pinch of Himalayan salt that has a wide variety of over 90 minerals, including all the ones I just mentioned, and pump it through the ionizer, then you have those negatively charged ions, meaning they're going to go right into the cells. So I haven't found science, but I think that I haven't yet found science. I'm sure I will if I look harder, that it would reduce or I believe it would reduce or eliminate the need completely for ionophores. And notice that when I ionize magnesium, for example, from Epsom salt, which is magnesium sulfate, you know, any kind of magnesium has a diuretic effect. So if you take too much of it, some forms more than others. So I noticed that 2 tablespoons of Epsom salt gives me the same diuretic effect as about 1/8 teaspoon of ionized Epsom salt when it's pumped through my water ionizer. So it gives me an idea of how much more effective it is. And that's why, you know, you take those hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, quinine, those ionophores.
Yeah, the science that you just gave was wonderful because I did get educated. You know, I'm 72 years old, and I did have nuns teach me the basics in those sciences. But the thing with the Native Americans is a true thing, and I love Dr. Mikovits. I just don't know why she must. There must be a reason that you can get toxic, or if you don't pick the right needle, it has to be the white pine needle, not any of these other. They all have different reactions, but. But that's a tasteful. My grandson, he was having allergies, and the pollen from the trees were probably affecting that. So he drank some white pine needle tea. It wasn't strong, you know, a lot. He would just drink about like a little half a cup with some honey in it, and it was helping relieve some of the symptoms. So that's a Native American thing. And remember that Dr. Orris, the Grand Unified, look it up. The Grand Unified, it says it has the selenomethionine. You want selenomethionine. And it's there's a big difference between the other ones. But bless you for what you're doing. And the Grand Unified is emineral.info is their website or their health food store. Emineral.info.
What is that? Emineral.info?
Emineral.info is Dr. Richard Orris' website. But there was a book written about him, and you can find that at Amazon or whatever book, or even at a site. It was the genetics for the something cold, and it's Dr. Richard Ulrey. But it's a really good book on all the elements, on the element chart and what their purpose is in our body. A really good, nice thing done by a guy, Charles Walters out of Acres USA out of Austin. He published it.
Well, I do know there are a lot of studies on the selenomethionine, which is a very common form. Just mentioning the SEMSC that I take, which only Swanson Vitamins, as far as I know, sells, and I've seen good studies on that, too. So, I don't discourage the use of anything but sodium selenite because it has some toxicity.
Right, but the reason that Dr. Ori produces is because of the aerosol, the aluminum that's coming out of the air. And enter
right.
the body. One of those supplements, I think it's selenium, he has boron. It's boron, maybe, that he has boron in there. And that's, that was boron because if you have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or some sort of issues with that, it's usually an aluminum toxicity, and it's the lack of boron. You can find that in that book. Minerals for the Genetic Code, I think it's called. But the selenomethionine is important, the boron, the magnesium. He has iodine in there, and it's just. But he wanted to neutralize what was coming out of the sky by boosting our immune system with those type of supplements that we're not getting in our diet. So it's a good one, Chris.
Yes, selenium is great. Yeah, for other chelating out other harmful minerals too. Then there's Christopher Exley, who's and a lot of people are following along what he says with taking. A silica-rich mineral water, the different springs that are rich in silica. And I know you can get them from things like horsetail and nettle, but I tend to get mine from probably the majority of mine from food-grade diatomaceous earth. And let me see, I have notes on that. So many notes on different things here.
Pain in my wrist. Anyways, God bless you. You have a good one.
All right, John, you too. And let's see, I'm sure I have some notes briefly before we get back to your calls on the silica that's so important. As you're saying, I get it from food-grade diatomaceous earth, which is also in studies shown to be helpful against arterial sclerosis and atherosclerosis, so good for cardiovascular health. And let me see if I can find, let's see here, to detox. I'm not sure if I can find this on short notice, my notes and on my computer. But there is some problem with horsetail. And another good source of silica other than horsetail, let's see. Sorry, folks, I have so many notes on my computer. I'm trying to remember where I put things. Another good source is bamboo. That's a very much more much less expensive than horsetail. Other good sources for silicon, which is a precursor to building collagen. Other than bamboo and food grade diatomaceous earth and horsetail, there's also nettle leaf, oat straw, seaweeds. But of course, I would avoid that because of contaminants from the sea, such as mercury and Fukushima radioactive isotopes. And there's an interesting article over at medcapsules.com. Let me try to pull that up. That article warns against using horsetail. It's entitled Silica, Diatomaceous Earth versus Horsetail Grass. James Sloan's articles, and I'm not going to go into that, but if folks want to check that out, they can. So I thought I'd cite that since I have it in my notes. Silica is one of those neglected nutrients that we need to get quite a bit of, and deficiency in silica means deficiency in collagen and being able to build or rebuild connective tissue in all your tissue if you don't have enough, if you can't build collagen. Let's see, I think I've commented as far as we have time right now, and we'll get back to your calls. Frank in New York, how are you and what's on your mind?
Hey, Chris, great show, brother. You know, when this first came around, CNN reported that 700 people died in one day in Italy, okay? This was back in early March of 2020. So I went online, I started checking some things out, and 700 people did die. But they were all clustered in the old folks' homes. The average age was 80.5. They had 2.7 other serious ailments, okay? Now, they did the same thing that Mario Cuomo did in New York here. Now, about 2 weeks later, on CBS News, okay, they showed this hospital, and it was frantic. People were running left and right. It was a madhouse, okay? And they said, this is a hospital in Queens, New York, all right? They broadcast this on March 25th. And they said, look at the, you know, the confusion. Look at everything going on here. It's crazy. We, you know, we're getting overburdened with this. A couple of days later, it was discovered that that was a film, okay? That was a video that that aired on Sky News, okay, back on March 19th, okay? It was about a six-day-old video. And it was actually a video of a hospital in Italy. Okay, so then I put two and two together, and I said, you know what? I said, you know, when they had all of those people in, that were all clustered in those old folks' homes, they probably had to rush them on buses to a hospital near them. So that it was those older people that they went in, okay, and they filmed them, and then they try to tell us it's New York City. You know what I mean? You know, when they first said 700 people, I'm thinking it's people of all ages. You know what I mean? They never told us that. They just put
used old video, old photos. I mean.
Yeah, it was a week old. Just a boil. They aired it on March 19th of 2020. Sky News did, and then CBS ran the same thing. Okay, except they said it was a hospital in Queens, New York. They got busted. Okay, they did apologize. Yeah. You know what I mean?
CBS does a lot of that.
It was an error. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it was a joke. You know, they've been pushing this and overblowing the figures from early on. You know that, and I believe the audience knows that. You know, but just the stuff they do, and recently, within the last year or two, they had they showed that all of this fire going on at night, and they were saying it was the Kurds, or the Turks were killing the Turks were killing the Kurds. They said, look, they're using heavy weapons on this. And it turned out to be a firing range, I think, in Kentucky or Tennessee or something. You know, but you couldn't tell because it was dark, and they showed all of the flashes of the, you know, the weaponry taking off. And, you know, with the media we have today is brutal. You know, they've been pushing this from early on. Fortunately, there's guys like you and other guys out there, Dr. McCullough and people out there. And, you know, these doctors that go along with it, we've got one here locally where I live, you know, and he was on the radio this morning, and he said, oh, yeah, you got to get your shots. You got to do this. You got to do that. You know, these people, you know, I don't know whether they're afraid to lose jobs, you know, which is, I guess it's kind of important, but, you know, when you're, you know, dealing with people's lives, I think they take an oath, you know what I mean? Let's do the best we can to help people out. But I just want to let people, maybe a lot of people probably knew that about that CBS, you know, showing that phony stuff. Well, it wasn't phony. It took place in Italy, but, you know, making on it was in Queens, New York.
Yeah.
And they were going to, they needed freezer trucks for bodies and all of this craziness. But just keep up the good work, Chris. Right. I appreciate it. And thanks for giving me the time. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Frank. Same to you. CBS is pretty bad when it comes to using false footage. And I want to get back to what, before we continue taking calls, John in Michigan had talked about selenium. University of Hawaii News, hawaii.edu, article entitled Higher COVID-19 Cure Rates Linked to Diet Sufficient in Selenium, dated July 17th, 2020. Let me show this up on the screen here in just a moment. So folks can see that I'm what it looks like. And it references a Chinese study. it says that soils that were higher in selenium meant that those areas had higher cure rates of COVID-19. And again, selenium is one of those minerals that's kind of like birth control for viruses. If it can get inside the cell, like zinc and copper, silver, then it prevents viral replication. And not just SARS-CoV-2. So those who think that you need a one-stop shop of one-stop clot shot of a COVID injection, then they're living in fear. And I've heard local self-described communist revolutionaries saying, doesn't matter what nutrition you have, if you get COVID, it's going to burn through your system. And that's almost exactly what he said. And I have to call him up and tell him what's going on. That's why I tell you, folks, some of these people, I don't know if they're propagandists or not, but you need to call into these shows. That show, by the way, if you'd like to join me, I feel kind of lonely sometimes calling in. It's a local community-sponsored show or station, and I recommend folks call into community-sponsored stations and contact me if you'd like to ally with me. I'll help you call into talk shows, too. Or calling into C-SPAN's another good idea. And this is on WMNF 88.5 FM here in the Tampa Bay area, Sunday mornings, called the Sunday Forum. It's on from 8 to 10 a.m. And Mobili Ogun, who goes by a new name now, Mobili Petro, something like that. He's the self-described communist revolutionary who says things like that. Or he actually admitted he didn't know what the chances of dying from COVID are. He says he got the Moderna shot, so it shows that he didn't have informed consent. He didn't know the risk-to-benefit ratio of getting the Moderna shot he claims to have gotten before getting it. So is he living in fear, or is he a propagandist? I don't know, but it just takes calling into these shows and giving them the science and bringing it to them, and often they really don't. You discover, though, that they really don't have a belief in their own power of persuasion. They don't have any facts. They have emotion, and it just takes someone calling in with the facts that they're almost never prepared to face, to confront, to try to deny. And that's why it's so much fun. So, making progress in the conversation and knowing that they'll continue to take my call, show them the deepest of honor, dignity, and respect. And that's what I encourage you folks to do as well, knowing that you have a power of persuasion armed with the facts and have the moral high ground because you honor their souls. And the audience, you're there to speak to the audience, even if they cut you off or they want to try to contradict what you say after the call ends. They tend to try to do that, but they really have no ammunition, little if none. So we got some calls to get to here. Pat, and we just have Pat in Fort Worth on the air, so are on the line. So, Pat, good evening. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Chris. I disagree with you. I do believe that that this, all these people are literally prosecutable under the racketeering influence, corrupt organizations. They planned this for years. They knew what they're doing. They want to get rid of overpopulation. They should be prosecuted. And the Bible calls one, and it says Isaiah 59:4, none calls for justice, none pleads for the truth, and that's what we need to do.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Isaiah 59:4, no one calls for justice nor pleads for the truth. They trust in empty words and they speak lies. You know, they used to say you could tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Well, they don't do that in court anymore. So the point is that God did want that. And there's a lot of, you know, parables about the woman going for the unjust judge and asking for justice. And finally he gave in because of her bothering him. And that's an unjust judge. So what about a just judge? And he said, well, if you take them to court, you're not going to get a good just judge. Well, I don't know. I found out in the middle of the Isaiah, it says the judges, they shall not be planted. They shall not be planted. And anyway, all of a sudden, bad things happened to those people. He said, remind him of it.
I totally agree. Yeah, I don't see any disagreements. I totally agree that we need to take on, cut off the heads of the snakes, and you know, those who were unknowingly following along. Some of them are repentant, and you know, that should be, if they're voluntarily repentant, that's a different thing than if they're repentant after they are you know, fall under prosecution or fall under conviction.
That we're supposed to pray for them. But I don't expect that we should just let them go on because we'll be a bad example. They're saying Christians are for nothing to lay down and stomp on, and that's not why Jesus took 49 lashes with a cat of nine tails till they hardly recognized it was for our healing. So if we actually go to people and they don't use a gun on us and put it in our head, they put it with a needle. Mm-hmm. A needle.
Well, I can see where you misunderstood what I was saying, but what I meant was that if those who have voluntarily repented come forward voluntarily without any prompting, then they're going to be a little bit more likely to let us know where the bodies are buried and suffering and what the whole procedure was, if they can, whether they can wake up to the whole scheme, the whole deadly scheme that they participated in or not. You know, amnesty gives a better chance for helping those who are still alive.
Well, I'm not saying that we're not supposed to do all that, but to stand by and let them kill all your babies, and we do that, you know, we'll fight for, 28 or however many people were supposedly killed over here, but we don't give a rat that thousands are killed by abortion every day. That's the most really important issue we got going right now. I think we just got to live it about.
I read you, Pat. Well, you're welcome always to call into the show. I'm hosting on Sundays from 10 a.m. to noon central here on Republic Broadcasting. And, you know, I would have liked to ask Dr. Peter McCullough what Dr. Jane Ruby wanted to bring up. Why does he support Novavax when the heart inflammation concerns? Thanks for tuning in. Chris Steiner here on National Intel Report. The site is theliberationstation.com. All take great care.
Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.